Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 17th week after the Sunday of Trinity Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. The end of all things is at hand, therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling, as each has received a gift. Use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 5. Which of you, having an ass or an ox that has fallen into a well, will not immediately pull him out on a Sabbath day? He means to say here, you fools, are you not quite mad and foolish? You do this for an ox or an ass worth perhaps a few florins. Much more should you be prepared to do it for your neighbor when he has need of your help, regardless of whether it happens on a Sabbath day. For the Sabbath, as Jesus points out in Mark 2, 27 through 28, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath, hence the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Laws like the Sabbath laws received a great emphasis among the Jews. Their kings also laid great stress on them. They had to be strictly kept. When the prophets appeared and tried to interpret the law in accordance with love, insisting that this is also how Moses meant the law to be understood, there were false prophets at the royal courts who stuck fast to the text claiming, there it stands written, it is God's word, and it dare not be interpreted otherwise. No matter how loudly the prophets insisted on the correct understanding, they encountered nothing but deafened ears. Not only this, but the kings, poor blind men that they were, started up and killed one prophet after the other. Ecclesiastical authorities follow much of the same procedure even today. If one tells such people that we are not obliged to obey all their laws, but only those slanted towards love, they immediately cry out, heretic, heretic! And if they can do so, they put such a heretic to death, as they have already done quite extensively. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have shown us extensively in your word, but more especially in your gospel of salvation, that with you, love is always everything. Implant your love in our hearts that we may live by it in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.